1 Kings chapter 17, verses 2 to 6. Elijah has burst on the scene, and he has confronted Ahab, that wicked, evil, ungodly king. He has confronted him face to face. As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word. A challenging, confronting word. But then immediately, verse 2, then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kerith ravine, and so on. You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there. So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kerith ravine. He crossed the Jordan. He went into obscurity. He went into the mountains and into the ravine, east of the Jordan, and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook, as the Lord had said. So it came to pass. 1 Kings 17, verses 2 to 6. In the previous discourse, I looked at the silence, the obscurity, the fact that Elijah is hidden. It doesn't make sense, does it, to human logic? Here is this man, he's opened his case against Ahab. He's confronted him, and then God takes him away, miles away, across the Jordan, into the ravine, into obscurity, into silence. Is this God's purpose? Yes. Does God have a plan here? Yes. Does God know what he's doing? Of course he does. Perhaps Elijah's silence, God's silence through Elijah, is more loudly speaking than Elijah's voice. But here is Elijah now, and I want to take in this discourse, the providential aspect of this. God promises to Elijah, I will keep you. I will send the ravens to feed you. You will drink from the brook. I will provide for you. Okay, it's simplicity, it's silence, it's obscurity, but it is my purpose. By the way, this is not the first or the last time that this will happen. Moses spent many years in obscurity. Jeremiah suffered it. Paul will. John the Baptist. Bunyan did. Owen did. The Puritans did. Many have. Many today, perhaps, faithful ministers of the gospel, are hidden away in obscurity. They aren't the great names, but they're preaching, teaching, writing, maybe faithfully. But God's purpose is that they be in obscurity. Maybe they speak by their silence. I don't pretend to understand it. But here, this is the purpose of God. Ahab is left hanging out to dry, almost literally. And Elijah is silent. But God is providing for him. The promising God, I will keep you. The performing God, and the ravens came morning and evening, and the water flowed and refreshed this prophet. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan God's works in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. Do I address a brother in Christ, a sister in Christ? My friend, are you seeking to proclaim the gospel of Christ? Are you seeking to stand for the word of God in your local circumstance? But are you in obscurity, hidden? Is your voice silenced? Are the gates closed against you? Are they trying to shut you up and stop you speaking? Well, learn from Elijah. Is God leading you through difficult circumstances, through a desert, even into the ravine, even into the gorges, and you're hidden away and you can't see light at the end of this tunnel? The Lord promises, and the Lord provides. Here's a hymn by John Berridge. It's on this theme. The very hairs of your head are all numbered, is the text over it. Whether that's Berridge's text, I doubt. But it fits the words. Listen to what Berridge enables us to sing. How watchful is the loving Lord! How sweet his providential word! to children that believe. Your very hairs are numbered all. Not one by force or chance can fall without your father's leave. No cross, no bliss, no loss or gain, no health nor sickness, ease nor pain, can give themselves a birth. The Lord so rules by his command, nor good nor ill can stir a hand unless he send them forth. Since thou so kind and watchful art, to guard my head and guard my heart, and guard my very hair, teach me with childlike mind to sit and sing at my dear Saviour's feet without distrust or fear. So like a pilgrim let me wait, contented well in every state, till all my warfare ends. Live in a calm and cheerful mood, and find that all things work for good, which Jesus kindly sends. Brother and sister, whatever your circumstances today, the Lord is sovereign. God is still in control. He holds the key. My times are in your hand, Lord. I'm glad they're there. Even this sorrowful time for you, my brother, my sister, even this is in the purpose and plan of God. Obscurity was for Elijah. And the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide, even in suffering and loss and disappointment and frustration and obscurity. Trust his promise, my brother. Trust his word, my sister. I want to learn to rest upon my loving Lord and live in a calm and cheerful mood and find that all things work for good, which Jesus kindly sends. Yes, perhaps this was the text. It seems like it now. I've read the hymn. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Perhaps Berridge, I'm pretty sure now, looking at it, that Berridge was working on that text. This is for us, my brother and sister. Is there an unbeliever listening to me? Look what you're missing. Not only everlasting salvation, think of that. Not only the deliverance from damnation and torment and hell. Not only everlasting peace with God, but even through this life, because you have your sorrows too. You have your troubles. You have your rejections. Where do you go? Elijah trusted in the Lord, and so do believers today. May we rejoice, O God, in all your mercies to us, whatever you send, knowing that all things work together for good to them that love God, for Christ's sake. Amen.